Good morning, everyone. Yes, it's Palm Sunday. I believe it's a good thing that we need to talk about Jesus Christ's death and burial and also resurrection message. So today we want to talk about arise and the power of Jesus Christ's resurrection. Last week we talked about, we all have a hope in God that who raised Jesus Christ from death. And we want to continue about this message. Can we read all together this passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14? Let's begin. By his power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us up also. This is our beliefs, and this is gospel. This is whole message is very critical, very crucial for us all as Christians to believe. This is gospel. By his power, God raised the Lord from the dead. Not only that, also God will raise us up also. Right? It talks about the raise up, not only from sleep, from sitting, lying down, we can rise up, and from disease that we have some illness, or ultimately from death, God has raised up from all these kind of problems, spiritually or figuratively, ruins or something, anything bad thing happens to us, from setback to comeback. God can bring us back, rise up. As we read it from the chapter 6, verse 14, it's from 1 Corinthians. Where does it belong to? We have 27 books from New Testament. There's 5 historical books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. And the last one is Revelation. It's about the future. In the middle part, there's the letters we even call epistles. From there, the Paul written many various books addressed to all the various churches that he planted during his mission trip. So we read up scripture from the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. This is context. I picked up this passage. It's from the 1 Corinthians. It was a letter sent to a church called Corinth. The church, the Corinth, has some problems. While he was doing the mission work, he has some message from the church from Corinth where he planted. There was various issues going on, and he had an urge to write back, to respond to all the issues they have with all the congregation at that church. One of them, there were many, many things that they even brought their brothers and sisters to the court because they couldn't resolve the matters. And they had some kind of popularity contest, like some people like Paul, or some people like Peter, some religious, some leaders and teachers. It is not that we should have that kind of quarrel among the congregation. There was a division. And there was a time that they have all the gatherings. They have a problem with that. The food. Should we eat this meat that was offered to idols? And finally, in chapter 15, it talks about the resurrection. Without Jesus Christ's resurrection, there's no reason to believe in God. But among those problems, it talks about the resurrection. The gospel is to respond to all those matters they have it in their hands at their church, particular church. And you even remember 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is famous passage about the law, love. We should have a love because God loves so much that God sent Jesus Christ to us to, you know, from, resolved our problems, all the sinful natures, and the, God wants us to, from setback to come back. But one of the problems they had was immorality. There are so many immorality. There's misconduct. This passage that I read from chapter 6, verse 14 is among the passage about they have problem with the sexual immorality. The reason, the way to solve this matter is you will be resurrected from death. You're going to go up to heaven with your bodily resurrection. So that is a matter of how you use your body. And that's the problem. So there's a power. Because of this power, Jesus Christ was dead and buried, and God raised him up from the dead. And also, I will raise you up. God will raise us up also. We will have a resurrected body. And it is great matters that we should take care of our body, not to use it for sexual immorality. That is a context that reminds us that because of the power of the resurrection, we are motivated to have sexual integrity, purity, and gain victory over death. We'll have a resurrected body. That is the context. So I want to discuss about this theme, arise in the power of the resurrection. Wow, you see the power, energy. We live by this power of resurrection. Let me ask you a question. Why is it so necessary that we have to believe the resurrection of Jesus Christ from death? What is it the reason? Why is it so necessary that we have to remember that God has raised Jesus Christ from death? Every year, we do have this kind of time, the season of Easter and season of Lent. The answer to that is because the resurrection is a sign of God's power. The power is the issue. That is the one that we really have to have it as a Christian. That is the thing that we have to remember. Why do we have to remember? We have to remember there is a power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Remember the power of resurrection. Remember. We have to revive this memory. Every year we revive the memory. Remembrance of Jesus Christ. That's why we do the communion together, in order for us to remember the power that Jesus Christ has it. He was from the dead, raised from the dead. This is good news. This is good news. It's about his son, our Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit proved that Jesus is the powerful Son of God because he was raised from dead. That is the reason that we want to hear from God's word this morning. Not only it was proved by this power, God will raise us up again. And this is the gospel that we know. We know this gospel that God raised up the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will raise us up also with Jesus. First thing we have to do is to remember, revive our memory. What has happened to him? What is going to happen to my life? There is a key thing. Once we remember, we know how to use, this is a great matter that we know how to use our body. It is very important. So we can be pure. We can keep the integrity in every part of our lives. So let's see what has happened to our disciples. They had a chance to reactivate the power of resurrection after Jesus Christ raised from the dead. This is what has happened. It was late day Sunday evening. Sunday evening. They locked doors the day Jesus Christ died. They were so afraid because if his master, his teacher, was killed by the Roman authorities because accused by the religious leaders by that time, surely they will kill us too. Wow. That's why they locked their door and no one will come in and search for the disciples and them. So they locked the door because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities. Then Jesus came and stood among them, showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy at seeing the Lord. They recognized who the person is standing among those people, disciples. Wow. You see, there's a transformation. There was a big change in these passages. They were able to reactivate what is the meaning of resurrection, the power of resurrection. First, they were locked. Like we had a shutdown. Wow, whole city was shut down. You have to stay at home. No one comes in and goes out because of this COVID-19 pandemic. Wow, what a horrible time. We couldn't even send our children to school. We couldn't even go to work. It was shut down just like that. But it was because of a different reason. They were afraid to be killed by Roman authorities because they are the follower of Jesus Christ. They were the disciples. But what was the thing that has changed their whole life? Because they were able to revive. Wow, that's right. That's what Jesus Christ told us. He will rise up from the dead. After 3 days. And they actually saw Jesus Christ. And he was nailed on the cross. His hands and his side. They were able to recognize the resurrected body. It was not only revived the memory of Jesus Christ, his power. He was raised from the dead. Not only revived their memory, but they were able to reactivate. They were changed. How they have been changed. They were afraid, but now they were so glad that he is alive. Can we have that kind of power in our lives? That we will feel that joyful moment because we believe the resurrection from the dead. That is the thing that we need to remind of us, and we have to reactivate the memory, and that has to be in our lives. That our mood has changed from the afraid of all the things being killed, but they are now. We can live. We're not going to die. We're not going to die. We'll live. We will live by the power of resurrection. So this is the thing that we're going to learn today. How are we going to reactivate the power of resurrection? It says, because Christ suffered for you, there's a reason for us to know this. Why? Because God gave us to use this example to follow Jesus Christ's suffering, not only suffering resurrection from the dead. It was example to follow. There was a whole key is right there. We can't feel the afraid. We can be afraid. We can have a fear. Because of this COVID-19 pandemic, we're afraid of being killed because of this disease. But we can have this faith in God that God will raise us from this death. I mean, economy is dead. I mean, oh, there are so many gloomy things at the time that we are going through, we have been going through. We will go through this problem and this pandemic and this horrible moment. What was the example? Jesus Christ went through this 3 days, 72 hours. What has happened to Jesus Christ is will be repeated in our lives too. On Friday, he had a fear being dead, being killed on the cross as it was prophesied. It will be done to my life, to Jesus Christ's life. And he has gone through the agony, the pain. That was on Friday. Saturday, wow, as it was prophesied, all his followers will scatter. They will run away. But it's a gloomy day, it's the darkest moment. Friday was a fear and pain. And later, they were all confused, what's going on? We lost our master. And they're going through that grief moment. But finally, on Sunday, there was a joyful moment. They were able to recognize Jesus Christ. Wow, Jesus Christ, as he has promised, he was. As it was prophesied, he was raised from the dead. This kind example, this kind moment, it will repeat, it has been repeated in our lives, in my life and your life. We go through this fear and painful moment whenever we have difficulties in our lives. Wow. And that moment, wow, it's kind of our faith getting weak. We get confused. Is God still there? Are you still with me? We're confused. And we grieve over loss. Sometimes we lose our job. Our marriage is going through the tough time. And my health is not that good. We lose. We grieve over this losing. But there was a moment that because we prayed and that we wanted to, we asked God to help us, and we know there's a help. It's been repeated in our lives, and we are going through this pattern of our lives too. It was set to be example for us to follow. Why am I going through difficulties? Bible says it is the example to follow. Christ suffered for you. That way we can remember how we use our body, because we will be resurrected. Let's talk about the first day. What has happened? It was a day of fear and pain. At Gethsemane, Jesus Christ prayed the agony that was going through. When you are on a day of fear and pain, you need to reach out to friends that Jesus did on the Friday. How did he reach out to friends? This is what he said to his disciples at Gethsemane. Jesus said to them, "I am so sad that I feel like I'm dying. I feel like I'm dying." I mean, he was so open to his disciples. He's a master. He should be calmed down. But wow, this is how I felt. Emotion is to be felt. He said to them, "I'm so sad that I feel that I'm about to die. As if I am dying. Stay here and keep awake with me." He was talking to his disciples. Can you be with me? Can you be with me? This is how he felt. Jesus walked on a little farther away. Then he knelt with his face to the ground and he prayed to the Lord. First, he reached out to his friends, his disciples. Wanted to say, share the moment, what he's going through. He took his disciples to the place that he favorite place that he go whenever he had going through this pain and fear. He was praying with his disciples. That's why we every morning and Friday night, Sunday morning, we all gather together, reach out to all the friends. We pray for intercessor prayer. We pray for them. Even our pastor back, every day they pray for all those people. Lay hands over their body. Pray for them. Pastor, I'm going through this difficult time. I need a prayer. I want to be with you. That's why we have this community. There's no organization on earth that was established on the base of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the power. This is the only organization on earth, a safe place. Reach out to the community and friends when we go through the painful moment and fearful moment. That was the example that Jesus Christ showed us too, how we get over this day kind, the day of fear and pain. This is what he did it. And not only that, from Galatians chapter 6, verse 2 says, carry each other's burden. What is this? Because we are carrying all those burdens when we reach out to the friends. You will fulfill the law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? Love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. This is how we fulfill the law and new covenant. Love the Lord and love your neighbor as yourself. So that's the first thing we need to do on Friday. If we repeat this kind moment, the painful moment and fearful moment, first we have to reach out to our community, our friends, your family, and pray together. Second, not only that he reached out to the friends, but he reached out to our God. When you are on a day of fear and pain, you need to reach out to God. So we need to reach out to the presence of Jesus Christ. That was the example that he is showing to us. What did he pray to the Lord? Wow, this is how he prayed. Going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him. Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible, Lord, for you. Take this cup from me. And yet, not what I will, not my will, but your will, Lord. He reached out to the Lord, our God, and pray these three things. He knows power. He knows God's power. There's nothing is impossible for you, Lord. He knows the power that God has it. I know you can do anything. But he even shared his emotion. He expressed, I don't want this cup, Lord, if it's possible. Can you pass this moment? This is my desire. This is what I want. I know you have a power, but this is how I felt it. But let me assure you, Lord, I do have a faith in you. I trust you. I want you will be done, not mine. This is how we reach to the Lord our God when we go through the painful moment and when we feel all those painful things that is coming ahead of us. So he knows our pain because he went through those physically and emotionally and mentally and spiritually going through this agony moment. Wow, he was humiliated in front of all people when he was arrested. Wow, man, that's a shameful moment. If anything happens to in front of all the congregation, I'll try to find one place to hide. Emotionally, he was going through this humiliation. He was being rejected by the community, excommunicated. Wow. And even was sold out by his own disciple. It was a humiliating moment, emotionally, even through his mind. And he was being beaten to death. And wow. Horrible moment he went through. But it was all because of not his sin, but it was because somebody else's sin. That was my sin and our sin. And he has to be separated from God because our sin has to be forgiven. There was a day of painful moment and fearful moment. And he knows those kind of repeated moments, difficult time. It says, since he himself has now been through suffering and temptation, he knows what it is like. He knows what it is like when we go through this difficult time, when we suffer and we are tempted. And he is wonderfully able to help us. He knows not only the problem that we have, but he knows the power how we can solve this matter. What we need, this power of resurrection. So let us reach out to our community, our friends and family, and reach out to the Lord, our Father, when we are going through these kind of days of fear and pain. That was the first thing. And we don't stop right there. Second one, that was one of the three examples that we have to follow. First day was on Friday, was fear and pain. Second, on Saturday, they were all confused and going through the grief period. And we going through this time, many times we've been confused. We are confused. Why am I having, we always asking God, why am I having this problem? Can I have just a peaceful moment? I haven't done anything wrong. Why do I have to put up with this kind of difficulties? When you are on a day of confusion and grief, you need to remember God's promise. We need to remember God's promise. We can't go through this moment without have a hope in God, have a faith in God, that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Whenever we go through the setback, I know there's a moment God will let us come back. That kind of promise that we have to remember the moment that we go through this confusing time. When we go through this COVID-19, we're all confused. Should we wear a mask? Or what do we have to do? What has been done wrong? Whose fault it is? How are we going to resolve this problem? Who is right? Who is wrong? We're all confused. When they lost Jesus Christ, they're all confused. All these the followers and disciples. Why is this thing happening to us? They were all confused. As Bible says, dazed and confused, the sheep will scatter. That was prophesied, and that has happened to the disciples. They were deserted. Then all the disciples deserted him and fled. They ran away. They ran away. They felt they were afraid to be killed. That's why they ran away. And they were confused. You know the term called AWOL. AWOL. Absent without leave. They were deserted. They just left without being proved from your duty. I mean, the disciples, they're supposed to be around their master, Jesus Christ. But they didn't. They just ran away. we go through this time. Have you ever deserted God out of confusion, doubt, grief, or pain? Oh Lord, I can't take this pain. I can't take this, you know. I don't know, you still with me? We all confused. That's why we go through this kind of period of time. And Jesus said, now is your time of grief. Now is a time of your grief. This will happen. In a little while, you will see me no more. And this is time you will go through this difficult time. Grief. That was the disciples they went through. They were confused and they ran away and scattered. And why Jesus Christ has to die? He's in the grave. It was great loss. Doubting and disillusioned. They were regretted. There was a day of confusion and grief. As I said it in the front before, how do you get through the days of confusion? We have to remember the promise that God has given to us. What was promise that Jesus Christ has given to his disciples? Now is a time that you go through the grief. You will see me no more, but you will see me later. In a little while, you will see me. So no one will take away your joy. Once you see me alive, resurrected body, you are confused, you are afraid, you will be changed to joyful moment. That was a promise that Jesus Christ gave to the disciples on the Friday night. You will see me no more, but then there is a time you go through a difficult time, but later, just wait. Don't be confused. Don't have any doubt. You will have a moment. Yes, Lord, I know I will have a Sunday one day. I know I will see the power of resurrection. We do have an anticipation, expectation. That is a great moment. You know, when you want to get married, you have a great expectation. Wow, I'm going to get married this beautiful woman. And she will live with me through our whole life. My husband. We have a great expectation, right? Yeah, that was a joyful moment. Even you haven't got married yet. But once you got married, you live happy after. But when is a great moment? It's right before you get married. That was a joyful moment. Once you get married, maybe 3 years, you have a good moment. Honeymoon period. But later on, this is the person that I got married. Great expectation. Hope in God. Have faith in God that God will raise us up from this death and grief and confusion. Painful moment and being afraid. Yes, we have to remember what God has promised to us. This is a great moment. This is a great time that we have anticipation and expectation. So this is what we need to do. To all who mourn in Israel, Zion, He will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of a mourning, festive praise instead of despair. This is the promise. This is the promise. Are we going through the grieving period and because of the great loss in our lives, financially, relationship, anything that you lost, your career? And this is the moment that we have to stick with God's promise, not being confused. Not only that, when we go through the deepest moment, the water, God says God will be with us. When we go through the rivers, we will not be drowned. And when we walk through the fire, we're not going to be burned, because I am the Lord, Savior. You know, we have willpower. It will only last long, only 6 months. After 6 months, how can you sustain, remain your faithfulness in your life? We can overcome with our willpower. The positive thinking, all those optimism, it won't last long. Only hope and faith in God. We need Jesus Christ, our Savior. And His promise that He has given to us. That is the very important moment that we have to go through. And we know that God sees where we are. God cares about everything that we're experiencing right now, where we go through. And He loves us. And God is the one who can bring a goodness to us from bad. And He is so specialized turning from crucifixion to resurrection. And you and I are not alone. God is with us. That is the promise that God has given to us. On Saturday, confusion, and everyone was gloomy. We don't know what to do. The only thing we can do is hold on to God's promise that has made to us. Put faith and hope in God who raised Jesus Christ from the dead. We went through the days of pain, fear, being afraid. How? And not only that, we are going through the moment that we have to remember what God has promised that comes to the Sunday. How do we get to the day of joyfulness and the freedom that God has promised to us? Well, we have to meet the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. That is the only way to solve the problem. Gospel, that's what we need. That's the what we need. We need a Savior, not the willpower, not the positive thinking or optimism. You know, after Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead, He spent 40 days on earth in Jerusalem. He walking. Everybody was, wow. It was talk of the town. They knew Jesus Christ. He was killed on the cross. And you see, this person is walking on the street, in the street. Wow, that was amazing. Not only personally, he met with the lady. He was accused to be caught in adultery, Mary Magdalene. And she was the first person who was able to see the resurrected body of Jesus Christ. He appeared to Peter. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? God gave him a second chance. I want to use you, and you'll be a great leader for this Jerusalem church. He met with so many people, showed them his hands and his side. I am the one. You see the resurrected body. Remember this. This is a joyful moment, as I promised to you. And they were free from being afraid. And now there were moments that was created for them to have going through this joyful moment. So we have to reach out to the presence of Jesus Christ as we pray to the Lord and reach out to our friends, our community. Remember the promise of Jesus Christ that has made to us. What we need is Savior, not any others, not any others. Only solution is to meet the person. Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. It says, I am the person, Savior. We don't need to know the theology. We have to actually meet the person who was resurrected in our daily moment when we go through difficult times. This is a time we need Savior, not the willpower, not the principle, but the person. Power is in the blood of Jesus Christ, in person, not in principle. We have to meet, we have to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. There is only solution we can solve this problem. I am the resurrection and life. The one who believes in me, a person, not a principle, will live even though they die. And whoever lives during your lifetime, by believing in me, you will never, never die in person, in me. I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection. We need a Savior, not a principle, not a law and rule. And Jesus Christ is the one in my life and with me through the water, fire, a river. I want to know Christ, person. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his suffering. Example, he has showed us to follow the pattern of life, becoming like him in his death, and we will be raised from the dead. The power is in the blood of Jesus Christ, the person, not a principle. So this is the passage that we want to read. Can we read it all together? Let's begin. A person might have to suffer even when it is unfair. But if he thinks of God and can stand the pain, God is pleased. And this is what you were called to do, because Christ suffered for you and gave you an example to follow. So you should do as he did, as he went through. The example, the model, is that let's reach out to the presence of Jesus Christ. Let's remember the promise that Jesus Christ has given to us. Let's rely on the power of Jesus Christ. And this is what we read this morning. By his power, God raised the Lord from the dead. And he will raise us up also. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. When the church going through the toughest time, member of those church, they had sexual immorality. Oh, what is the reason that you believe in the Lord? Because you have a freedom, you can do anything you want to do. But how are you going to, what is your body? You will be resurrected. Isn't so good matters that we have to be pure, because we're going to be raised up. Also, arise, 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 and the power of resurrection. So let us confess with our mouth. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is the Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from death, you will be saved. You will be saved. Can you pray together? It doesn't have to be loud. Just say to the Lord. Just confess. Dear God, I need you. I need you. I'm reaching out to you. I remember your promise that you have given to me. I rely on you, your power of resurrection. I need you. I need you. I want you. I want you to save me from this sinful nature. Can you forgive me? I thank you for dying for my sin. Can you say to the Lord, confess with your mouth, confess with your mouth. That's how we arise in the power of resurrection. Power of resurrection. Power of resurrection. Power of resurrection. And the power of resurrection. God said, I will also raise you up. Raise you up. Raise you up. This is a moment all together. Pray to the Lord. Confess with our mouth. And even little children, the choir, they just confess with their mouth. These little kids, they are Ukraine children. They're going through the toughest moment, toughest time. Everybody being afraid to have a third world war. We don't want that to be happen. That's why these people are going through the toughest moment time. We'll go through the painful moment. And we're confused. Is God with me? We are always asking that question. But we have to remember that God has promised, great promise, I will raise you up. I will raise you up. No matter what. But have faith and hope in God. God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead, from the dead. That is, I'll confess that I have said to the Lord, Lord, I don't want this cup, Lord. Can you pass this moment? But you know, can you participate in this suffering that Jesus Christ went through the same thing? And you've gone through the same thing right now. It is being honored to go through this difficult time. It is okay because you know the moment of Jesus' joy will come to our lives. But that is a great expectation. You are faithful servant. You are faithful people. New Life Presbyterian Church community. We want to arise. Lord Heavenly Father, thank you. You died for us on the cross. Thank you. I need you, Lord, right now. Without you, oh Lord, without you, it's meaningless. I'm wasting all those gospels. Throughout this whole life, I believed you. I even had a doubt. It was delayed. Sometimes a dead end. Lord, but there was a moment you spoke to me. I am with you no matter what.